The following is a 1250 WTMA special presentation.
Hi, this is John Quincy, back with another edition of the History of TMA. Our retro look at the folks and the formats that have graced the airwaves of Charleston's second oldest radio station and the only AM outlet with its original set of call letters, WTMA, which, by the way, were randomly chosen by the Federal Communications Commission in 1939.
For listening, listening night and day,
stay tuned to WTMA.
This hour, we're going to return to the not-so-distant past, June 15th, 2004, when WTMA celebrated its 65th anniversary, and we did so with a live broadcast from Citadel Mall. Here's WTMA's Richard Todd with some voices from TMA's past.
And now we've got a couple of legends. Okay, hang on. I'm going to slide over here. I'm going to turn on their microphones. We've got a couple of WTMA personalities from the past who are hanging out with us here at the Citadel Mall as we broadcast live today. Here, I'm going to turn those up. Go ahead, Charlie. You can put those on. We've got Charlie Bird Lindsay, and we've got Franco Hunt live at the Citadel Mall for WTMA's 65th anniversary. Frank, thanks for coming in here, Frank.
You know, I enjoy it very much. I listen to you in the mornings. I started listening to WTMA back in the early days when Jack Gale was the big draw in TMA in Charleston. A thing called the Hound Dog Club, and all the kids at Rivers High School had a little Hound Dog Club card.
Well, we just talked to a listener who still has their original Hound Dog card.
Yeah. There's one on display in the memorabilia case.
The memorabilia case is just right around the corner from the food court. 65 years of memories will be up for a month here at the Citadel Mall.
Well, I, for one, had a Hound Dog Club card. I don't want to date myself, but but you know, I'll tell you, working at WTMA back in the 70s, you know, Tiger Radio, boy, it was in its heyday. It was fun radio. I had a lot of good personalities.
Let me ask you, Frank, when was your first day? First day on WTMA, when was that?
You know, I can't remember the day.
Charlie Bird Lindsay laughs at that.
I can remember the year, but not the day.
What year was that, Frank?
1970.
1970. Yeah. And we have Charlie Bird Lindsay, who, Charlie, by the way, Fred Story and others have been giving you a hard time today.
Well, let me tell you, Fred's
picture.
Fred Story, I saw a cop out front. They have a warrant for his arrest for impersonating a news guy. But Frank and I worked together at different stations, but I go back to about 1963, shortly after TMA went rock and roll. It was sort of a good music, a pop standard station. 1963, and Frank will remember these guys.
I'll tell you what, Charlie, let me get you and Frank to reminisce here for a second, just because we had to pay the bills so we can stay in business another 65 years.
We have to pay bills?
Yeah, we got to pay the bills. So we're broadcasting live at the Citadel Mall, 65-year anniversary today. I'm Richard Todd at News Talk 1250 WTMA. And we are broadcasting live at the Citadel Mall on the 65th anniversary of WTMA. We're going to be broadcasting until 10 o'clock. We're just a few minutes away. Radio Free Rocky D will be doing his show live here this afternoon. And I'm sitting here with a couple of legends who paved the way for me to be the morning man at WTMA, Franco Hunt and Charlie Bird Lindsay.
Wow, Charlie, we legends.
Well, Frank, it's nice to be in such stellar company. Only got a couple of minutes, but we're talking, Richard, about some of the old guys. One of the guys I remember who have switched TMA from the good music to the rock and roll was George Wilson. Harry Weaver at WOKE?
Yeah.
They went in at night while they were working for Harry, went over to TMA when they signed off at midnight, cut all of the promos, and then signed off one Sunday night. They came back on the following Monday morning, and it shocked Charleston. What used to be a good music station was now nitty-gritty rhythm and blues.
Down and dirty rock and roll.
Absolutely. And Doug Clements, I guess, was probably the first morning man.
Well, you two guys have also played an integral role in the history of WTMA. It's hard to believe it's been 65 years since TMA signed on the air. I'm honored to be the morning man here every morning. Charlie Berlinzi can be heard on WTMZ, our sister station, 9:10 a.m. And Franco Hunt, you can see him all over the place where the movers and shakers in the Lowcountry are. So much talk, so little time.
Our 65th anniversary festivities continued in the afternoon with Radio Free Rocky D and more famous voices that have graced our airwaves.
WTMA, Tiger Radio, Mighty TMA.
Welcome, 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 my fellow Charlestonians, citizens of the Lowcountry, those who serve in uniform to protect the red, white, and blue, and those who serve in local uniform, sworn to protect the innocent citizens of the Lowcountry. And then there's me. This is Radio Free Rocky D at News Talk 1250 WTMA. You, my friends, may be politically incorrect even here on our 65th birthday. All you got to do is stand up and tell the truth out loud. And truth is, today, we're 65 years old. We go on, do we get Social Security now? I think we do, yeah. Don't we? All right, everybody gather over here. Who wants to get free eats at Sbarro's? Come on over here. Come on over here. Who wants free eats at Sbarro's? Look at me. This is why life has come to Jay Douglas. I have to bribe people to talk to me now. I mean, it's my life at this point. Hey, Donna, darling, how are you? You back there with us, Donna?
Yes, I am. Sorry about that. I was talking on the other line with my other favorite man, Bill Sharp.
Oh, we'll be with him in a minute. You tell him, get him on hold. He's going to want to hear this here. Because everybody, we're going to sing happy birthday to WTMA. All right? and really what it is here, it's happy birthday to us. I hope I have the right microphone up here. That's number four, right? That's microphone number four.
Maybe you could get someone to turn it off.
Yeah, hit that thing. Ow, ow, ow. Oh, I'm just kidding. All right, everybody, it's going to be a happy birthday to us. Because WTMA, being 65, it's all about us. It's not about anybody. Well, it's really about him. But anyway, yeah, it's all about us. And so it's going to be happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday, WTMA. Happy birthday to us. Ready? One, two, three.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday, WTMA.
That's us.
Happy birthday to us.
Yeah! Yeah, we're old. I mean, we're here, and we're always going to be here. We are 65 years old today. Now, as far as WTMA being old goes, here's how I think of it, okay? We cover everything in town here, and we always have since this station went on the air. We cover every single thing that happens in town. If it's local, it's important to you. Everything from speed bumps to presidential elections, you will hear it on WTMA. And you have heard it, and we'll just keep on going. And WTMA is one of the oldest signals in the Southeast. So I called up, and I know very few that are older. There's a handful of them, though. I called up the Charleston Historical Society.
I know where you're going with this, by the way.
I called up the Charleston Historical Society, and and I told them, I says, you know what? Can you send me a relic or something from the year 1939, or maybe something really old? He said, well, we only do things from the Revolutionary War. Mostly, we do Revolutionary War stuff.
I got your relic, you know that.
And they said, well, if you really want a relic that's old in radio, we could send you an old radio plug or a microphone, but why don't you just call Jay Douglas Donahue? Ladies and gentlemen, everyone's here. Big hand here. Ready?
Ready?
The discoverer of fire. By. The inventor of the wheel.
Look out.
Jay Douglas Donahue!
One and only. One and only. Right here with Rocky D on WTMA celebrating 65 years of broadcasting in Charleston.
Man, it seems like it's only been a few years for me.
Well, I tell you what, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Well, let me tell you, and I come from some bigger places, and,
Chicago. You talk out of the side of your mouth like that.
But you know what? Yeah, these dis dem and do's. But you know what? Here's a fact. There's a station on in every section of the country that everybody knows what it is. In Chicago, it's WLS, or WMAQ, which I worked at MAQ, right? Also, in L.A., there's KLA, and then WNBC in New York and all that. We all know that. Everybody... I knew where WTMA was.
KMOX in St. Louis.
KMOX, St. Louis. Yeah. These are big. I mean, I knew who some of the people were on WTMA. And
did
I knew where
really?
WTMA... Well, yeah, I knew who,
right.
I knew who Moon was. I knew who Dan Moon was.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and at one point, WTMA was in the top 15 rated talk stations in the entire nation.
I remember that. Yeah,
and
sure.
I think it was 12th or 11th or something like that in the entire nation. And at that time, I'm telling you, Jay Douglas Donahue was around. Now, were you here in 1939?
No, I was
we went
not.
On here?
I was not.
Where
I
were
was,
you?
I was in a little cotton mill town of Cramerton, North Carolina, and trying to get out of grammar school.
All right. when did you move to Charleston?
1940.
Oh, so you got
a
here
year
later.
Yeah.
What kind of things are going on here around then?
Well, take a look for yourself.
Look at this. You've got the very first radio program when they went on air. Is this from the year they went on the air?
That's 1939.
June
the, what?
June the 18th.
18th, that was the first Sunday log that was published for TMA in the newspaper.
Yeah, first they signed on at 8 a.m., signing on at 8 a.m.
with the Star Spangled Banner.
We never sign off now.
24 hours a day.
I know. Do you remember on television stations you used to have the big black and white Indian folk head picture? Yeah.
And then you'd get that
black off. Ant races. Yeah, that's what that was, ant races. Anyway, WTMA signed on at 8 a.m. that day. Then at 8:30, well, there was actually half an hour of hymns.
Yeah.
You know, religious hymns. And then at 8:30, there was a string ensemble.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
That's great, isn't it? The string ensemble. Can you imagine we called the orchestra? Can you send me a string ensemble?
Yeah.
Sure enough.
Did they have an agent?
Well, they you know, that's the thing. At this point, I'd have to get the union in there. And funny you should mention that. Anytime somebody brings an instrument in and plays it, if they play anything that's not their own song, we have to pay an ASCAP fee on it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, back then, you could bring your fiddle. Come on in.
Anything.
Studio's open.
Anything goes.
And then there was, of course, programming for the rest of the day. And at midnight, they signed off.
The Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah. Again. You know why they signed off at midnight, went on at 8 a.m.? Because Joe Riley was mayor then, too, and he said, nothing good happens after midnight. Nothing good happens
Close
between
bars.
Midnight and 8 a.m. Y'all go home. It's midnight. Station signing off. Y'all go home.
And remember now, there were only two stations in Charleston then. WTMA came on in 1939, mm-hmm. and it's been WTMA ever since.
There's more of our playback of WTMA's 65th anniversary celebration coming up next on the History of TMA.
The History of TMA.
It was June 15th, 2004, and WTMA's Radio Free Rocky D was celebrating our station's 65th anniversary.
Well, yeah, and at first, where was their first location? They were stuck. Where were they at? They weren't. No, Dock Street came third. That was their third location. They were in White. Grab that open mic there. Ladies and gentlemen, John Quincy.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
Thank
you.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. Yeah, where was WTMA first?
First. When they first flicked the switch on and turned on this morning hymnal,
Their first broadcast came from the Dock Street Theater, but their actual studios and transmitter were at Wagner Terrace off 10th Street.
They did some broadcasting from out there, didn't they?
Yeah, that was their main operation. But later moved a little closer to downtown. I found out today by talking to one of the sons of the original owners, who's mm-hmm. still alive, he's in his 80s, mm-hmm. that WTMA, before they went to the Dock Street Theater from Wagner Terrace, mm-hmm. they ended up going downtown across from the Francis Marion in a drugstore. They operated out of a drugstore, and they felt they had to do that because WCSC, their competition,
right.
which happened to be 1390 on the dial at the time, ended up being downtown, and evidently 10th Street was too far out of the mainstream back in 1939.
Well, so way too far away.
But eventually, by the end of the 40s, they moved to the Dock Street Theater, where they stayed until 1969.
Wow.
John, you're going to talk to John Orvin, aren't you? He told me today that he wanted
to
do that.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we talked to John Orvin, and I believe we'll be playing back that particular interview the next week or so.
That's cool.
Fascinating.
By the way, you know what? You know, Donna Darling, is Bill still there? I hope he is.
Hey, sorry about that.
Oh, okay. That's all right, Donna. We know you're busy back there. Is Bill still there?
Believe it or not, he's still there.
Oh, okay. Hang on, because you know what? I'll tell you what, J-Doug, I'll tell you what. You may wonder who it was that the guy that was there when they flipped on the first switch. At the time, he was still getting his Civil War Confederate pension, and he needed a part-time job. And they said, we need somebody to flip the switch on at WTMA on our first broadcast, 1939. Ladies and gentlemen, it was TV5's Bill Sharp.
Bill Sharp.
All right.
You know what? I'm still going strong to this day, Rocky Dear. I remember Douglas Donahue when he was only 90. Yeah. He and I used to sing Barney Google with the goo-goo googly eyes.
Oh, I love that song.
I remember those days like they were only yesterday. You know,
the same, though, you know.
Thanks a lot there, Jay Douglas. You know,
I was going to say, that really is you, isn't it?
I heard you talking about old-time relics, and, of course, Jay Douglas came to mind.
Yeah, you stay around long enough, you'll make it.
Yeah, do you remember the old songs, Doug, way back then when you were growing up? I know you do, like Carolina Moon and Barney Google and all that good stuff.
Carolina Moon.
I didn't want you to sing it, Douglas. I just wanted you to...
I remember. I remember.
Y'all drive me nuts here.
You know, Rocky, seriously, though, on a serious subject, Rocky, I got to tell you, I got my start at WTMA when they moved to Orange Grove Road. I was a young fellow about 17 or 18 years old, and it was my first broadcasting venture newsman in 1969 or 70 at WTMA.
So you started at WTMA?
They gave
Hang on,
me
where's
my
our
first
general? Where's our manager at? It's all your fault.
It's
Look
all
what you
his
did.
Fault.
Don't let him kid you. He was 35 when he did that.
I'm telling you, man.
That was only 5 years ago, Jay Douglas, and I've been growing ever since.
You still getting that Civil War pension there, Bill?
I'm still getting that Civil War pension.
Attaboy.
But
I can't remember.
But happy birthday, though. Seriously, Rocky. It's wonderful to celebrate 65, and WTMA gave me my start, as it did so many other people in the area, like Keith Nichols, who's going to be there with you a little later. Oh. You know, Keith was a hot jock back in 1970.
Boy, was he ever. Yeah,
he's coming by. We have pictures. And by the way, we have a great display case down the hallway there by the... you know where the Payless shoe store is?
Yeah.
Heading down that way outside the food court, there's a display case over there.
Right.
It's toward the middle of the mall. And you, Keith Nichols' picture's in there.
Is there a picture of Bill Sharp in there?
Well, there's a drawing of Bill Sharp in there. But we had to put that picture behind glass where people couldn't spit on it, put spitballs on it. That kind of thing. We made a target out of it.
You don't want people to get too close to it. You know, Jay Douglas, you want them to look from a distance.
Yeah, admire.
It's a really cool rendition of it, though. It's kind of like one of those Vargas drawings, those lines. What's that guy that Sardis, you know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of like an Elvis drawing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a really cool drawing of it. But Keith Nichols' picture's in there. And other than too much hair on his head, he looks the same.
The same thing, yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, Keith looks about the same. A little bit older, a little bit wiser. You know, a little more, sort of wiser, I think, around the eyes there.
Oh, man. What's coming up? By the way.
Yes, sir.
How long did you work at WTMA in the
60s? I worked in the summer for 3 or 4 summers. I would come back from college. I was going to college, Rocky, in Atlanta at a small school called Emory University. Uh-huh. And then I'd come back here and stay with Mom and Dad in the summer and work at WTMA. And worked with all the guys there. I just missed working with Keith Nichols, as a matter of fact. But all the old names you hear were guys I worked with, and I used to love to listen to them chat. And what got me, Rocky, was how different they sounded on the air compared to the way they were in person. You know, they put on these kind of rock voices.
Thanks.
And that was something to hear. Rock, let me tell you what's coming up in just a few minutes.
Because you know what? A lady just handed me... a whole bunch of coupons for Holy Cow ice cream. Plus, I've got dinners at Sabaro over here. So, Bill, since I got food and ice cream here, I'm really not paying attention to you anymore.
I got you. Let me tell you what's coming up, Rock, at 4 in just a few minutes, 5 and 6 on Live 5 News on Channel 5. Rocky, our new exclusive poll just out on the Republican race for U.S. Senate between Mr. Beasley and Mr. DeMint.
Uh-huh.
With exactly 1 week to go, wait till you hear what it reveals, Rock. It's going to surprise you.
I saw him last night, yeah.
Then a treasure that's been trashed. That's how one powerful Lowcountry lawmaker feels about what has happened to Charlestown Landing.
Yeah.
Go on a tour with us and with him, and you judge for yourself.
Yeah.
And then, Rocky, you don't want to hear this. Mm. More rain could be coming tonight to areas already hard hit by the flooding.
It's dry here, though.
Yeah, wait till you see what happened down south in Hampton County. We'll take you there live. You know, Jay Douglas is concerned about the rain because his toupee gets wet whenever he steps outside.
I don't wear a toupee. You're the one who wears the toupee.
Well,
it fell off in a tennis match one night.
We thought there was a raccoon in a puddle, but it turned out his toupee came off.
Well, there you go. It's all coming up, Rocky, at 4 in just a few minutes, and then 5 and 6 on Live 5 News. And, Rocky D., you know.
That's only on Channel 5.
Rocky, happy birthday again, and you take care of Jay Douglas. Make sure he behaves, will you?
See you, Bill.
See you, Jay Douglas.
All right, Bill. Bye-bye, baby.
When we get back, we'll talk more with Jay Douglas Donahue, who the Charleston History Museum said, that's your relic.
Yeah.
Put him on air. And we're going to have more surprises and more people that you thought you had heard the last of, but no, you haven't. We'll have them coming up here during our 65th birthday celebration here on News Talk 1250 WTMA. All right. WTMA is 65 years old today, and we got a lot more life left. I'll be here forever. I think in about the year 2080, I'll still be sitting here, and Jay Douglas Donahue will be sitting right next to me. And we'll be, you could be. You never know. By the way, who's in front of us here? Hi. Who are you now? Go ahead, madam.
Shannon,
and who's your daughter there?
Bethany.
Hi, Bethany. Now, it's Bethany's birthday today, too.
No.
Yes, it is.
It's mine.
Oh, it's your birthday. Yeah. Oh, big girl's birthday.
Hers is next week.
Hers is next week, too? Okay. Hand her the microphone. If you sing happy birthday, I'll give you a coffee cup. It says WTMA on it. This is a great coffee cup, by the way, a tall cup, and it's beautiful. It looks like you put a plant in it, doesn't it? And I hear your dad is a big fan of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Bethany?
Yeah.
Okay. And here's my idea. You sing happy birthday to WTMA.
Okay.
I'll give you this cup. Make your dad do all kinds of stuff for you.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I think a trip to the zoo. I think a trip to whatever near park is nearby. I think all kinds of good stuff, you know? Yeah. New shoes. New shirts.
New shoes.
New shoes. Okay. She's a shoe kid, huh? Okay. Go ahead. Sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, WTMA. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, only, you know, they don't know this yet. You're only cute for a short time.
True. I've outgrown it.
Here you go. Here's a coffee cup for your daddy. Wait a minute. You know what? Give her one in the bag over there. Go ahead. Give her one of those in the bag over there. So, yeah, I want to. I mean, I've been sticking my icky fingers all over this one all day. I mean, you know, all that kind of. Well, thanks for stopping by. Happy birthday to you, too, Mom.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead. Put that back up there. We'll turn it down. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead. Well, Jay Douglas Donahue and I are sitting here, 65 years old today, WTMA is, and we were looking through a... Now, what is this? This is the old Post and Carta from before Carta.
This is the News and Courier, which was the morning paper, and the Evening Post was the evening paper, and this is the morning paper, and there's one of my favorite ads.
Right here.
Yeah.
Good old Atlantic beer.
10 cents a bottle.
Full of good cheer. at 10 cents a bottle. Hey, let me see. For a buck, you'd be have a heck of a lot of good cheer, wouldn't you?
You'd have a headache the next morning, too.
Pretty much. I mean, well, yeah. You know, I got... Look at... Just think of it. I got $2 in my pocket right now because I work in radio.
Yeah.
And, and you know that I could get 20 beers.
20 beers.
Because at this point... There was no tax on a 10 cent, was there?
I don't think so. No,
they didn't charge you like 12 cents for a 10 cent beer.
Well, Atlantic beer is just like all these other beers. There's been so many different name brands that have been popular down through the year. They're all gone.
You know why? Because the big guys come in and swallow them up.
That's exactly right.
And I mean, there's even remember when microbrews became popular in the. Early 90s, all of them, everybody was microbrewing.
Aren't they coming back?
A lot of those microbrews have been swallowed up again.
Yeah,
Blue Moon has been eaten up by Coors.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
One of my favorites was a beer that was bottled in New Orleans. It was called Jack's.
Jack's beer?
Jack's beer, yeah.
Did you ever have Fat Tire beer? Fat Tire out in the West?
No.
Fat Tire beer.
Never heard of it.
Got all these great beers.
How about Rheingold?
Yeah, Rheingold.
Oh.
Leinenkugel.
Big one.
Yeah. So 10 cents a glass for good old Atlantic beer. And look at the beer glass, too.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't serve this to the college crowd down on King Street. They'd be hitting each other in the head with these things. That's a beer. That's a jug.
Oh, man.
You know? All right, we got to do some news here, and we'll be back. Jay Douglas Donahue is here. We got birthday cake here. I've got dinners at Sbarro, ice cream from Holy Cow. I got everything. I got Jay Douglas Donahue, and if you're pretty enough, you can just have him, too.
No. that's a premium you can't give away.
Oh, I see.
But I tell you what, I like these cups, these mugs, or whatever you call them.
It's all yours. We'll give you one every 65 years. From News Talk 1250, WTMA.
More of the playback of WTMA's 65th anniversary live broadcast from Citadel Mall coming up next as the history of TMA continues.
The history of TMA.
Thanks so much for checking out this special WTMA broadcast as we rewind through our multi-decade legacy. Let's continue with our replay of our 65th anniversary broadcast from Citadel Mall with Radio Free Rocky D.
1250 WTMA.
Gonna tell you a story, so listen to me, about Radio Free Rocky D. Call him on the phone, you can have your say on News Talk 1250 WTMA. Come on, turn up your radio. Be politically incorrect on a Rocky D radio show. News Talk 1250 WTMA.
Oh, yeah, mama. By the way, you know, they had these rockin' tunes back in 1939 when WTMA first went on the air. WTMA became a rock and roll station. Sometime in the, what, you think in the 60s, Jay Douglas? When did they start doing that? They started rocking as soon as the Beatles hit, huh?
Early 60s.
Yeah, early 60s. And by the way, in 1939, when WTMA first went on the air, you know what movie was playing, Donna? Over at the Garden Theater?
Yeah, what was that?
Charlie Chan in Reno.
Oh, was one of my favorites.
It was a hit. You remember when Charlie Chan went to Reno? He did Reno things. He went to Reno and saw
Reno things, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, yeah. See, now it's like, you know, Debbie does Reno. It's a different kind of age these days. Jay Douglas Donahue is here, and we're looking at things going way back in time right here. Yeah. What is that all about?
It's about a guy who was the head man at WTMA addressing one of the civic clubs here in town, the Lions Club. And his name was Edward C. Powers of the Atlantic Coast Broadcasting Company. Can you believe that?
The Atlantic Coast Broadcasting Company?
That's what it was originally known as.
By the way, there's anything.
Ask John. You don't believe that? Ask John. He'll tell you.
Yeah, and also there's they have an ad in here for there's a gas station ad. Gasoline. They were mad because gasoline had gone up to 22 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
And people weren't going to pay 22 cents a gallon for gasoline. No, sir.
It's an outrage.
It's an outrage. Good Lord, look who just wandered in. Ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the man in the moon, Dan Moon!
Where?
And he had the nerve to come in here and sit down by me.
Well, Dan, take a look at me.
Hey, guys.
65 years at WTMA, and it's come to this.
Let me tell you something. I first got a call about coming over here and doing this with you guys, I don't know, what, a month and a half or so ago, 2 months ago. And, you know, the conventional theory would be, well, Dan's not there anymore. Why in the world would Dan want to come over back to TMA and sit in on a birthday celebration?
And stand here to me when people are hating me.
Well, yeah. That's another thing, too. You know, and the more I thought about it, the more I said, you know, I got to do this.
Sure.
I got to do this. I mean, listen, this was my baby for a long, long, long time, guys. And I just sincerely wish WTMA happy birthday. I mean, 65 years is incredible.
Okay.
Just absolutely
incredible.
Here's
a slice of pizza from Sbarro.
Hey, I got a free pizza. Hey. You know, I knew I'd get something if I came by here.
I told you we'd shower you with gifts.
The soul of generosity, Dan.
We were talking way back in 1939. In fact, Bill Sharp was on the air with us. And he was still getting Confederate pension when he slipped the switch on. But going up a few years, you were one. Were you the first talk voice on WTMA, Dan?
Or you want to? You know, I'm trying to think. I think so. I think on WTMA, and I was not the first talk voice in Charleston.
No.
In fact, you mentioned the radio station that was our competition in the early days, WCSC Radio. Mm-hmm. They had a talk show on over there. It didn't last long. And then there was a guy named Charlie Lindsay. You remember Charlie Lindsay?
Yeah, very well.
He's still on, I think, WTMZ.
He's AM. On AM 910.
And Charlie did a talk show on the old WQSN radio. Each evening,
I had forgotten about that.
Didn't
right,
we got his picture in the displays case over there.
Charlie,
he looks like Darren Stevens from Bewitched.
Charlie did a talk show, and he has reminded me of that quite often. But as far as the as WTMA is concerned, I think so. I think so. And what a scary thing that was, Rocky.
Well, you were there.
I mean, just started. I mean, I had no idea talk radio would work to begin with.
Were people calling you up and saying, "Shut up, Dan, play some tunes"?
Well, you know, it was like there was a guy named Bill Dudley. You remember Bill Dudley?
Yeah,
he's still around.
Bill
bought WTMA in 89, first part, February of 89, and came over and told me, he said, "Dan, we're going to make this thing talk radio." I said, "Wait a minute, what do you mean talk radio?" He said, "Talk radio. I mean, it's a hot thing nowadays. I said, I've never heard of it." He said, "Well, it's going great in the major markets, and I think it'll go good down here." And I said, "Wait a minute, you mean play no music?" He said, "No music, just talk." I said, "It'll never work. It'll never work. Nobody will listen to that." But obviously, after about 3 or 4 months, I was convinced it would work. But
then you're sitting there one day at work, and all of a sudden, here come the hurricane.
Oh,
so this
man.
Is what Dan Moon is known for, and this is what I knew you.
Well,
now, see, I'll tell you, down in Tampa, we know who you were.
Up and down the East Coast.
Right,
absolutely.
We knew who you were because, you know, we even got some rain off of that, even down in Orlando and Tampa way back when. And you stayed in the studio during the hurricane. You were in there how long?
Well, I stayed there as long as they let me. I stayed there until about 3:30 in the afternoon that Hugo came in.
Mm-hmm.
I was prepared to ride it out against my wife's better judgment. She'd already skedaddled out of town and headed to Columbia, and she wanted me to go too. But I said, "Honey, I can't go. I'm in radio. This is broadcasting. We've got to stay here to get the word out." But I kept getting calls from the emergency management people, and they kept saying, "Dan, you got to leave. You got to leave because you're on the shore of the." We were over on Orange Grove Road at the time, which was right on the banks of the Ashley River.
And you can tell by looking at that building, it is hurricane proof.
Oh, let me tell you, It looks like a hurricane hit it. Have you looked at it lately?
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
What would it take to get a weed whipper out there?
But they kept calling and saying, you got to get out. You got to get out. I kept saying, I can't get out. This is a radio station.
Yeah.
But finally, they sent somebody over and said, you're going to get out of here now.
Did they chloroform you, bag and drag you?
I'll never forget. I called the owner, Bill Dudley, and I said, Bill, what am I supposed to do? They want to drag me out of here. And he said, Dan, I guess you got no choice. So we signed the station off, and it was exactly 3:30. Mm. Everybody else, all the other employees had left. I was the only one there. And 3:30 in the afternoon, we signed it off, and I just simply said, good luck, and we'll see you on the other side. And I left. And then we got back on the next afternoon, which was on a Saturday, I think. We got on the next afternoon at about 5 o'clock. Bruce Roberts, who was our chief engineer, and there's Bruce here with us today.
The hero. Yeah.
Bruce got us.
Wave to the camera, Bruce.
Okay. Bruce got us back on the air again about 5 o'clock the next afternoon after Hugo had come through. He had spent all that day, the entire day, trying with a blow dryer to blow out the transmitter. You remember that? Because one of the caps had come off the roof. One of the vent caps, and rain had fallen into the transmitter, and I got back down to the station about, 2:30 or 3 o'clock that afternoon, and there's Bruce with a hair dryer trying to blow it out, dry it out, and he finally got us on the air at 5 o'clock that afternoon, and then we just stayed on from then, and I guess the rest is history. So
man, well, we got to take a break here because we got to do some traffic, and then when we come back, there's going to be another little one going to sing us happy birthday again.
Hot dog.
You want to wish us happy birthday, you come on down. I got all kinds of pizza and stuff and ice cream and everything to give away and the cake and everything.
There's more of our Rewind to June 15th, 2004 on the history of TMA. Coming up next.
WTMA, Charleston.
Now here's more from Radio Free Rocky D on this replay of our 65th anniversary broadcast from Citadel Mall on the history of TMA.
The history of TMA, 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 TMA.
Welcome, 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 my fellow Charlestonians, citizens of the Lowcountry, those who serve in uniform to protect the red, white, and blue, and those who serve in local uniform, sworn to protect the innocent citizens of the Lowcountry. And then there's me. This is Radio Free Rocky D at News Talk 1250 WTMA, doing something completely different today. We are live at Citadel Mall. We're right by the food court. WTMA is 65 years old today and still current with everything going on in town. If it's news, you'll hear it here. If it's current, you'll hear it here. If it's happening now, you'll hear it here. But we're talking about what happened then and now today, and the table's crowded here. If you want to come down here, we've got some ice cream from Holy Cow to give away, certificates for it. Not sitting there melting. We also have Sbarro certificates to give away for Sbarro's Italian Eatery. We've got a birthday cake here. We've got an ice cream cake from Cold Stone Creamery on King Street. We got slices of that to give it to you. In fact, it's melting in front of us, Jay Douglas. Here we go. And also, you can register to win the Kenny Rogers Fly Away to Vegas. You know, Jay Douglas and I were looking at it. You guys going to come up here? Come on up. Yeah, Dan, you come too, because I'm going to kick Jay Douglas out of here.
I'm going.
Yeah. Because we just wanted to point something out here. We're looking in the paper. Jay Douglas brought in some old newspapers. Look at this. Here's an ad on how to settle down if you've had a tough day. You know what I mean? Look at this. Light up a camel. In a newspaper. Light up a camel. What is it, Dan? It's here. Get some Paxil and watch some TV.
That's right.
Yeah, riddle it in a bottle. That's the way it is. Jay Douglas, thanks for bringing in the newspaper from the morning, just a few days after we went on the air in 1939. Thanks for coming by.
Well, you're a trip, R.D., and it's been a pleasure. And once again, congratulations on 65 years of pleasurable announcing over WTMA.
I know you have to get back to the Charleston Historical Museum. You're in a display case there, aren't you?
Will you stop that, okay?
Thanks, Jay Douglas.
Keith, you're in the barrel.
Ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
Jay Douglas, down to you.
Yeah.
And he's taking the headphones with him.
That's okay.
Don't take your headphones.
Oh, okay. You can have a seat, Dan. Grab some cans.
Thank you.
We'll plug you back in. Here we go. It got plugged in up here.
I'll get it.
Okay, put that in there. Dan Moon has stopped by. Keith Nichols is here from Channel 5, and you've seen him doing the weather. And a lot of people think that, well, Keith's been doing the weather there forever. That's where he grew up, in the TV station. They built the building and threw him in there, and there he is.
Oops.
No. Actually, Keith Nichols was a rock jock on WTMA. What year was that?
I
Let's see. 1972? So, 75, yeah. Somewhere in there?
Yeah. We were just looking in the display case a minute ago that you've got. That's a nice display case down there for TMA. And Keith and I were just down there looking through the thing, and there's some great memorabilia. And unfortunately,
I paid good money to have those pictures destroyed.
Keith, the first thing he did, he looked at that some of the memorabilia in there, and he saw a couple of pictures of himself.
Yeah.
And he said, "Oh, my God, I thought those things were long gone."
He still looks the same.
Hair's a little
longer.
Well, you got longer hair, but he looks the same in the face. You can tell by looking at his Keith Nichols, man.
That's 30. We stopped, man. That's 30 years ago.
Yeah, 30 years. We were talking. And both of us agreed 30 years is a long time, much less 65 years.
Oh, my goodness.
My goodness gracious.
Well, what kind of tunes were you playing back then? About what, 1972?
Oh, yeah, in the 70s, it was all about Steppenwolf and Grand Funk Railroad and Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones.
Cool.
It was a heavy-duty rock and roll. I mean, that's what we did. And in the summer, played beach music and did the old time-to-turn jingles and ran lots of Coppertone and Coca-Cola ads.
I think we're running a promo with him on it, right? Yeah. Where he gives away $10 and the guy has to come and pick it up? Yeah. $10?
Hey, $10 in 1974 was big money. The minimum wage then was what, Dan? Like $2.65 an hour?
About $2.50 or something like that an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Half a day's pay.
You know, when I got into broadcasting, they didn't even have a minimum wage.
Well, I started in 1964 at a little station in Newberry, South Carolina called WKDK. Jimmy Coggins owned that station. Passed away a few years
ago. I remember the name.
He's now a member of the South Carolina Broadcasters Hall of Fame. And as a freshman in high school, and the minimum wage was 60 cents an hour. I remember that very much. But hey, when you're 14 years old in high school and somebody will pay you to sit around and play your favorite records, that's a pretty good deal.
That's not bad.
No, I got into it in 54, and I think WNOK in Columbia. And Moody McElveen was the owner. You remember that name?
I went through there, too. Mike Hyatt and I both worked.
Yeah, Mike worked there, too. Yeah. Moody McElveen, he was a very generous guy. He paid this young 14-year-old kid 75 cents an hour.
Wow.
And I thought I was in hog heaven.
Rich.
Yeah. What I liked best about before they went to carts, or even tapes before that, even... I like the idea you had to queue up the records, and if you queue the same record up about, like Led Zeppelin, right? Stairway to Heaven always sounded like this. Ding, 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 ding. Because you had to queue it up on the stylus, man. That was the best thing about it. But now everything's computerized. The kids walk in on our FM stations now. They walk in with their baggy shorts under hat on backwards, and they, stroll through the hallway, and they go down the hallway, and the show's running without them half the time. There was a lot to do, man, back then. You had to stack up the hour.
You had the pegs, and you had to take one from the A stack every so many times, and the B stack, and it got crazy.
Of course, FM became popular, you had to color code things because guys at FM couldn't read back then. A, B, C. I mean,
no comment. Yeah.
Well, listen, AM was king of the hill back in those days it was those FMers over there who were the second-class citizens. And then you remember, Keith, FM all of a sudden snuck up and overtook us, and AM began to take a back seat. And, for many, many years, AM radio was just... nothing.
A lot of that was the mid-70s when the automobile manufacturers of America decided, let's put these FM radios in cars.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it really started.
Yeah. Giant engines, FM radios.
Yeah. Well, then they started neglecting AM, and they would build a decent FM receiver to put in there, but the AM receiver, they just forgot about.
Horrible.
We've got Gil on.
Yeah, we got some.
Oh, yeah. Wait to hear this. Keith Nichols is here. He was on WTMA in the
70s.
Okay. if you say.
You were thinking it was longer ago than that one.
Yeah. We went on the air in 1939, WTMA did. And also, Dan Moon is here, the guy who took us into talk radio in the
19... Did I hear Donna say Gil was on the phone?
Yeah.
Who's on the phone is? This guy used to work at WTMA, too, and he's been all over the country. Now he's in Florida. I talked to him this morning. And he's the very first Billboard Disc Jockey of the Year winner ever. And his name is Jack Gale. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Rocky. How are you?
Oh, we're fine up here. We're out here in the Citadel Mall. They built the mall out in the middle of the swamp when you last seen you were here.
Well, congratulations. 65 years, man.
Man, I tell you what. Now, you did, what did you do when you were here at WTMA? When were you on?
I was the PD, and I was there from 6 in the morning until 10. And then I fired the afternoon drive guy, and funny thing, when I went into the owner at that time, Chuck Smith, and I said, I fired whatever his name was, Dick Drury, I think, and he says, well, fine, who's going to work that shift? And I said, well, we'll put Bill Walton in there. He said, no, Bill Walton is labor, he'll get overtime. He says, you're management, so you will work it until you find somebody else. I said, wait a minute, I'm doing mornings.
That was Chuck. Yeah,
I said, I'm doing mornings, Chuck. He said, that's right, but you need to understand you need to fire somebody at your convenience, not theirs.
Ah. I'll try to remember that trick. It doesn't work anymore, Jack.
Right. 50 years. Well, next year will be 50 years. I was there 55, 56, and went to Baltimore in 57.
Now, when you were on air here, you were playing tunes. I mean, what were you rocking on?
Oh, we were rocking with Roger Williams and Autumn Leaves and songs like, you know, and Patti Pay. I guess whatever was out in 55, they had no rock and roll at that time. I think we did have songs like the Hilltoppers and the Dreamweavers, and I think the only rock and roll we had is I rented, was a place, I guess it's still there, the Folly Beach Pier. And I don't know if it's still there in Folly Beach. It was a big amusement pier, and we rented that for the summer in 56. And
hey,
we
Jack,
had, at that time, we started to bring in Fats Domino and the Drifters and acts like that.
Jack Gale, my name is Dan Moon. Let me ask you. I've been in this market since, 1962, I guess. You mentioned the Folly Beach Pier.
Yes, sir.
And it burned down many, many, many years ago. They never replaced the pier itself. Well, they did. I take that back. They did replace it one time, but it was blown away during Hurricane Hugo, I think. And since then, it has not been replaced. There's still an old building there. But you were back here in the Charleston market, I guess, when they used to bring the big acts out there to the pier and used to perform out there on the Atlantic Ocean. And that had to be an exciting time. Tell me about some of the acts you brought down.
Well, it was a terrific time. I remember one weekend we had, Saturday, it was a July 4th weekend, we had two people. We had Pat Boone, who was red hot at that time, and Connie Francis, who was just starting out.
You know, we have a paper here from 1939. It's the old News and Courier, and there's a big article in here about the record land sale. Big money out in Folly. Yeah, they sold seven lots out there for $14,300.
You couldn't buy a foot for that now.
You couldn't buy a plank off the old pier for that.
We had some great times, though, there. We really did. It was just such a wonderful time and a wonderful place to work. And we were in the Dock Street Theater.
Yeah.
At that time, I think that's, the oldest theater in the country.
Yeah, it's as a matter of fact, they refurbished it a little bit. It still looks good in there. Recently, when they tried to ban smoking across the state here, and in fact, they started here in Charleston, we pretty much shut that down. We brought the people out there. We were live out there. There were some people, blue bloods down there, telling us, get out of my neighborhood. But we stood there, and we stood our ground and ended up voting it down. Back in 1955, Jack, you did something called the Hound Dog Kingdom.
What the heck was
a Hound Dog Kingdom?
We did the Hound Dog Kingdom there, and we had a record store was on King Street across from Fox Music, and I don't remember the number, but I have some old ads from it. We called it the Hound Dog Record Store and sold all the heavy R&B records there. But the Hound Dog was a takeoff, really, of Alan Freed. You guys are young whippersnappers. You may not know who he was, but we worked together in Cleveland, and it was a takeoff on him. And later on, it was on in Baltimore, Washington, and Richmond. So we called it the East Coast's biggest rock and roll party.
Is it true that while you were on here at the Hound Dog Club and during the records, that you had a little beat playing? And what you used to do, take a big ruler, wooden ruler, and start whacking them off the counter, and then you used to break them all the time to be pieces of rulers flying all over the place.
Went through 15 or 20 rulers, and people would come into the record store. At that time, you could listen to records. They were 78s, by the way, and you could listen to them, and they listened to them and said, this is not what I heard on a Hound Dog. The drum beat ain't the same. But we had the sound effects of a dog, you know, howling, and it was sponsored by Gordon's Potato Chips, and I used to eat the potato chips and give the dog his share. It was really we went through a lot of requests and had members and sent them out a gold membership card. We had about, I guess, 4,000 members in there when I left.
There's more of the replay of WTMA's 65th anniversary broadcast from Citadel Mall coming up next hour as the history of TMA rolls on. I'm John Quincy, and if you'd like to find out more about our station's legacy, surf to WTMAmemories.com. You'll find rare audio recordings, photos, stories, and lots more that takes you down memory lane as far as 1250 WTMA is concerned. Once again, that website is WTMAmemories.com. And keep it here on the station that continues to make history, as well as report it. 1250 WTMA.